When we read the Bible and when we study this matter of this type of heresy, we need to have this preconceived notion in our minds. The Bible says in Isaiah 46:10, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. You know what God is saying? I know the beginning from the end.
Amen.
He knows what's going to happen in the beginning, and he knows what's going to happen in the end. You see, dispensationalism teaches, well, God dispensed this age because they blew it, and God didn't know what to do about it, so he had to create a new dispensation. Now, go on YouTube, and you'll find these stupid preachers who say, we don't believe that. They say that all the time. Sam Gibbs said it out loud.
Yeah, he did.
If you don't believe that, go listen to Sam Gibbs' teaching and preaching and his whole dissertation of how Jesus Christ was in heaven before he was born, debating whether he should go or not. Don't tell me that's not what you believe. That is what you believe. No, God knows the beginning from the end. We don't catch God off guard. That's blasphemy. He's omniscient. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. He's almighty. He knows. He has the foreknowledge, the Bible says, of these things. But not only that, Hebrews 13:8 says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever.
Amen.
He's always been the same. And look, dispensationalists, what they'll do is they'll say the Jesus in the New Testament is not the Jesus of the Old Testament. No, he is the one in the Old Testament.
Amen.
He is God Almighty.
Amen.
No, you know, he's meek and he's lowly. Yeah, but he killed a bunch of people in the Old Testament too. And guess what? He's going to kill a whole lot more in the book of Revelation, which, newsflash, that's in the New Testament.
Amen.